So for Tim Heuer, do we need to worry about a component pulling in the managed runtime? Can we tell if a random component will easily, you know, can we tell if a random component is going to pull that in easily?
Yes, if you're a C++ developer and you don't want to take in the CLR, I don't know if worry is the right word, but you should be aware that there could be component WinRT components that require the CLR broker. In consumer preview, the tools don't do a good job alerting you to that case. In the RC builds, the release preview that will come out, you should get some. Actually, you won't even get any warnings. It will just work. So you can look at the generated manifest and determine if the component was a CLR component. Most likely, the easiest way to determine is if you only have a WinMD file and no DLL implementation, it's probably a CLR component because the metadata and implementation is in one file versus, excuse me, in native. It's most of the time is going to be in a WinMD and DLL.
Next question is, I want to use the Chakra JavaScript engine on my non-HTML app. Any chance to open up the engine?
I don't think we have anybody from the JavaScript team here to answer that, right? I mean, unfortunately, we don't have the right audience for that, right panel discussion members. Yep.
And I think the one thing I would say is we do have WebView, you know, for if you want to do it on any other, like a SAML app, you can bring WebView.
Yeah,
which
you can certainly bring WebView in. I don't know if that was the question that they were asking.
Yeah.
But.
Yep. Am I correct that a Metro app would only run on Windows 8?
Yes. A Metro app will only run on Windows 8.
Yep. What about desktop development? I could really use C++, SAML, and the Windows Store.
So I assume the question is, can I use the C++ SAML combination in what we're referring to as classic desktop applications? At present, no. We know it's a high feature request, something that our team looks at. However, not at this time.
Yep.
And then the other question, part of the question was around the store. And while there are some store, I think when we talked about this at Build, we showed that there will be some desktop apps in store. The store is primarily designed around Metro-style applications.
Yep. So we promote desktop apps on the store, but they don't get downloaded and installed through the store. So it pretty much we link back to the website, and you know you still get the discovery benefit, but you still have to install your app on your own and do all that stuff. All right, next one. How to dynamically generate and bind SAML on the fly with C++?
So as I mentioned, anything that you can do declaratively, you could also do in code. So if you wanted to bind SAML on the fly using code and also generate SAML, we provide probably the more common API that you would use as far as generating SAML or loading fragments that you want to modify is xamlreader.load, and then you'd be able to load that. And then you could create a new instance of a binding expression, set the property path to whatever type, and then add that stuff to the visual tree. The second part of that question I saw was, is there any tools to assist in creating dynamically generated XAML? How I'm interpreting that question, I would have to say no.
Next question. I could use PDF XPS view in functionality in my XAML app. That's it? That's the end of the question?
Is that a question?
I can I use?
Can, yeah.
Okay. That's
Yeah, there's no component that Microsoft ships to embed PDF rendering. The Windows Reader application is on there.
It's not a component.
It's an app. The actual preview pane for print preview technically is, I believe it's XPS implementation, but yeah, I mean an in-app rendering of PDF or XPS, we don't have that component right now.
Yep. Microsoft interested to provide the Modern Reader source or API to other devs.
Go ahead. Yeah, nobody on this panel is from that team. We can't speak to that.
Yep. So how about we take some questions from the room just to give everybody a chance to make sure that we get your questions out. Does anybody from the room has a question? Yep, there's a mic coming.
Yeah, one here first.
Right here.
you have a app local DLL, and whether it's containing Metro components or not, if you want to load it dynamically at runtime and, say, switch between DLL A that you put in your app and DLL B, is that possible?
You cannot dynamically load the DLLs. One option is to either make that into a WinRT component or a COM component so that you load one or the other, but load library is not available in the Metro SDK.
There was a question over here. Can you use a static library that is written in standard C and not C++?
Yeah, any static lib you can use today with your C++, C, you can use those. The only caveat, again, is anything that you pull into your app, you cannot, any binary or any APIs that are part of your Apex package, they all have to be using Metro SDK APIs. But it could be a C static library, it could be a C++ static library.
Because I tried that and I got this error. When you use a /ZW option, it just says it doesn't work with C.
So that was a, what's consumer?
Consumer preview. So that was something that was not working in consumer preview. It should be fixed in a future release. So you can, going back to your static library, you can continue using C++ style. You can consume WinRT APIs, but not produce WinRT APIs. If that confused you, we can talk later.
Thank you.
Is DirectX fully supported on ARM platforms? Do I need to make any changes in an application built for DirectX on ARM?
Chas is coming up next. If you don't mind, Chas and the DirectX guys are coming up in the next session. They would probably be able to tell you they're fully supported. We don't want to guess and then have them tell you there's 0.001% that's not. But as they're not in the next hour, Chas is next.
However, that is kind of related to one of the feed questions, which is how will apps perform on ARM devices? Well, it'll be perfect, don't worry. But seriously, that's probably true, but especially if you're working on a device that has less memory, less CPU, that's when efficiency matters. That's why we're talking to this audience specifically about those kinds of devices, because all languages will be supported, but the more performance sensitive your application is, including the lower the ceiling you have on your hardware, the more it matters to have the power and control that native code gives you. And so that's why we made sure that that's available to all Metro apps.
For XAML UI, can you explain any of the, say, like high-level conceptual or feature differences versus what you can do here compared to, say, WPF or Silverlight?
Sure. I would say the best comparison to look at would be the phone. Thinking that there's a one-to-one parity between WPF and Windows 8 XAML is probably going to get you in the most frustration. But the we are closer to the phone platform as far as features that we expose in the UI framework. There are some differences because of the platform and what we wanted to accomplish in Metro UI design. You know, some small things like we don't have radial gradient brush. We don't feel that's a Metro UI principle, so we didn't implement it. There are also some things that we were not able to get to in this release that people have been talking about on the forums and whatnot as well. But I would say the best analog is the phone.
And there's also new stuff like the DirectX stuff, which makes a big deal.
Yeah, and there's also new stuff and a few new controls that are Win8 specific, and the DX interop is unique.
You talked about costs associated with using the C++ CX. Can you go into a little bit more depth about what the costs are associated with it?
So, for example, if you're talking about a ref class versus a regular C++ class, you're getting more, right? You're getting WinMD metadata. You're hiding implementation, so there's at least an indirection there. You're going through a COM boundary where you can get this wonderful, juicy query interface and you can all this wonderful stuff that's ABI safe. It's a level of abstraction. So there are costs associated with that. You have the WinMD. You have the extra indirection to data. You may do some marshalling sometimes between components. And so reference counting, for example, although you may be doing that in native code with SharePointer anyway. So those are some of the kinds of things you bite off as soon as you have, say, a ref class. It's going to be every object is going to be reference counted. It's going to have its implementation hidden. So if you don't need that, if you're just staying in C++, then don't ask for it. But it's there with just a few extra keystrokes.
I guess one other thing you want to add is we've been recommending that you use the C++ CX or WinRT classes across the boundary. Rather than, if you're going to do straight C++ coding, use your standard C++. Everything you've been using all this time.
Yep. Well, and the new stuff, right? Use the new stuff, too. Even if you haven't been using it all this time.
Yes.
So about the auto-parallelization and the vectorization, is this feature comes with the Express edition?
It's part of the compiler. You get it. Express or ahead.
As we start shipping units that have very high-resolution monitors, sort of retina level, which I understand is in the roadmap, are there best practices that you guys recommend to make sure that my Win8 app performs well as these very high-res monitors begin to onboard in units?
Definitely the graphics end will have more to say about this, but what I know from reading the public Windows 8, Building Windows 8 blog, which everyone should read and go run and subscribe, is my understanding is there's three resolutions you're encouraged to have in your application so that when you provide your images and other assets, make sure you support all those three resolutions. That way when you have the advanced eyeball level display devices, you will be able to use those nicely as those come online also in Windows platforms, because Windows is supporting a wide range of displays, and that way your app, by providing those three sizes, should be able to work well on all of them. I don't know if there's more protect. Is there anything specific to the XAML? So three asset sizes, but those three asset sizes should last you a long, long time.
Actually, I mean, Jensen said at build they should last forever, because you're getting to the point of your eye can't distinguish that. So unless we're going to get into the cybernetic eyes kind of Geordi LaForge kind of things, I think we're done on image sizes for a while.
I do want to add, because resolution and all app, we have a huge amount of UX guidelines. We have a lot of content at build. There's at least two 1-hour videos. So there's a lot in there that you'll definitely be able to find out with regards to UX. We care a lot about it, and I have to jump in and say that because we're not doing Metro justice today. We had to go C++. That was our choice. Go catch up on the rest of the stuff online. So.
Why don't you do that one? Yeah.
Yep. So how sophisticated is the scheduler for auto-parallelization? We have...
The right people to answer that in detail are not on the stage. It's good, but I can't tell you anything specifically about the scheduler that we're currently shipping for auto-parallelization.
Yep. And I think they'll be here in the next Q&A. That was actually a Twitter question, so if we can save it for the next Q&A, we can get you an answer in the next Q&A at the end of the day. Jim has a video, and he'll be up in the next Q&A, so we can add that later. We can answer that later. This is probably for her. The HAD reference is not standard. How can it make it C++ supportable?
It can't, and it's not meant to. So that is a non-standard extension. Other compilers will have no idea what you mean when they see a HAT character. They'll think it means XOR, and why would you want to XOR a type? So that is part of the surface area that you would use only on the boundary talking to WinRT applications. By the way, if you would rather have something that looks more like a smart pointer, use Computer from WRL. We're shipping that too. So you can completely use that if you're more comfortable with it. The reason that we put a new declarator in the language, first, it's used so frequently that a lot of people will get tired of writing computer angle angle. Yes, I know we can all get used to it, and we have been used to it, but there is a certain amount of usability issue. Second, once the compiler is aware of it, we can optimize it. So we can do a lot of things, especially around parameter passing, where you pass a hat as a parameter, there is no ref counting at all. There is no interlocked operation, which, for instance, that would happen if you pass a shared putter by value. Those are the kinds of things that we can engineer underneath once we put it in the language. So for usability, and because that's a key performance-sensitive thing, I mean, it's the most common thing you will use in all of WinRT, is an object reference that's reference counted. It made sense to optimize that. Having said that, it's not standard. It's part of the boundary. But neither is Computer standard if you use that. But either one, whichever one you like, but use it only on the boundary.
Okay. Any more questions in the room? If not, I'll take one from Twitter. Or go ahead.
I apologize if you guys answered this while I was grabbing lunch, but you guys showed that it was possible to wrap X audio in C++ in order to access it from C# or JavaScript. Is it possible to also do that with the DirectX layer?
Yes, it is. I mean, I know that there's a project. There's two different projects. Well, yeah. Can we hold on that one for the next talk? I mean, I know that there are existing projects that are doing managed DirectX interop that target Win8 Metro style applications. There's this, like, SlimDX and SharpDX. I forget. It's one of those. Sharp. So, you could imagine doing that same kind of... They're doing a managed API. You could imagine doing a Windows Runtime one the same way. I haven't specifically looked at it, but that's certainly the kind of thing you could do.
Okay. Cool. I've used SlimDX, and yeah, I was looking to do it with WinRT if possible, so it sounds like I can. Thanks.
We can take three more questions, and then we're going to get back to the sessions. Is there any more questions in the room? There'll be another Q&A at the end of the day, but we have different speakers, so if you see anybody here that you have a question for. Nope, everybody didn't? Go ahead.
About the journal app that you showed me earlier, is that, you know, the wave animation? What kind of library did you use? Is it in the standard library?
No, this was homegrown. It was not a big sophisticated physics library. It's just something we built out of the box. But to build on that question, we've used other physics libraries like Bullet, Box2D, Intest, and they work just fine. It's your choice what you want to use.
Is there in the DirectX game engine available for WinRT right now? Something higher level than just DirectX?
Not that I'm aware of.
Yeah.
Nothing from us. Nothing from us that we can announce or talk about. We, Chaz and Matt, are next on DirectX, but you know, we don't have anything on engines. That third party, that would be not. You would have to ask them, not us. One more. So let's do the one more from here. Can DirectX and HTML5 work together? Do you want to take that, Harry, or Chas? It's a short answer.
the Trident engine in IE uses DirectX under the hood, but as far as I know, there's no mechanism for you to get access to that and write directly to it in Windows 8.
All right. Well, thank you very much to the panel. Continue eating. Chas and Matt are coming on. You can continue eating. We know we're cramming a lot of stuff. We'll just keep going. I hope that it's okay with everybody. And save your questions for the next panel.